encouraging word from somebody that they didn't make it last Sunday morning. But as we were sharing, as we were going through praise and worship, I had a word about hidden things. And that one of them was unforgiveness. And this person has told me that they were listening online. And they were able to realize that that just shot at them like that. They realized that that was them. So I praise God.
Amen.
That the word is going forth.
Yes.
And you never know who's listening and when just a statement like that's going to minister to somebody. You know, kind of shake you up just a little bit. I want you to just stand, and I'm going to read this. It's a familiar psalm. It's Psalm 127. And in the Message Bible, it says this. If God doesn't build the house, the builders only build shacks. I think King James says they labor in vain. But I like this because I realize not only this house here, but my home, I want God to build it. I don't want a shack. And when God does it, guess what? It's done right. Did you ever see, you've seen the movies where people moving into new homes. Everything looked good. And then they hadn't been in there, what, a year or so. Things started, maybe the foundation started cracking or things start to fall apart. What was it? The Lord did not build the house. And sometimes things may look slow. Sometimes it may not look like nothing's moving and nothing's working. But guess what? God is building the house. And then he says, if God doesn't guard the city, the night watchman might as well nap. It's useless to rise early and go to bed late and work your worried fingers to the bone. Don't you know he enjoys giving rest to those he loves? Okay. Does anybody else need to receive that? Don't you know that God loves, Miss Gay, to give rest to those he loves? Now, what is the rest of God? It's not just being able to lay down and sleep at night. What is it? It's peace. It's knowing God is in control. And you enter into the rest of God when you believe. And then it says, don't you see that children are only God's best gift? The fruit of the womb, his generous legacy? Like a warrior's fistful of arrows are the children of a vigorous youth. Oh, how blessed are you parents with your quivers full of children. Your enemies don't stand a chance against you. You'll sweep them right off your doorstep. Amen. Amen. Oh, I like that. Let's praise him. Amen.
God will reign forever, and all the world will know his name. Everyone together, sing the song of the Redeemed. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that I stand on what he did. My Savior lives. Every day's a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way. My Savior lives.
The King has come from heaven, and darkness trembles at his name. Victory forever.
Come on.
Song of the Redeemed. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that I stand on what he did. My Savior lives.
it's a brand new chance to say, Jesus, you are the only way, my Savior lives.
Amen. My Savior lives. My Savior lives.
My Savior lives, 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 my Savior lives.
Verse say, the King has come from heaven, and darkness trembles at his name. Victory forever is the song of the redeemed. Amen. Are you the redeemed tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus.
Rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nations sing it louder. Cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Amen.
But Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder, cause nothing has the power to save but your name. Your name.
is a strong and mighty tower. Your name.
There's a shelter like no other.
Your name. Let the nations sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save but your name.
Hallelujah. Oh yeah. Let's do that second verse again, Jesus.
Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name. You're the strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name. Let the nation sing it louder, 'cause nothing has the power to save.
About the story in the book of Acts, they were being persecuted, and I think I may be right. I think I'm right where it says, and James had already been arrested and beheaded, and it says, and all of them got together, and they began to pray, and they didn't say, "Oh God, get us out of this mess. Oh God, what are we gonna do?" What did they say? "Lord, send your Holy Ghost again. Lord, fill us with your power that we can go back out there and do what we need to do." You see the difference? Too many times we get before God and say, "God, I can't stand it anymore. Just, oh Lord, just help me through this." Instead of praying and thanking God for the power. And you know what happened? The Bible says the house shook again. And they were refilled. Oh, now wait a minute, Pastor Vern. Oh, now, wait a minute. You get baptized in the Holy Ghost? You mean you need to get filled sometime? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. There comes times in our lives that we get dry. We work and we fight and we need another filling. That didn't mean we lost anything. We just need refilling. We've run out of gas. Okay? Let's just lift our hands in the sanctuary and wherever you are tonight and say, "Lord God, I need a refueling. Father God, I'm not coming into your presence asking you to take anything away from me. But Father God, I'm asking you now, in the name of Jesus, just to pour out your Holy Ghost. Pour out your anointing in me, Father God, that whatever I need to do tonight and whatever I need to do tomorrow and next week, I will do it in the power of your name. I'll not be whiny, I'll not be wimpy, I'll not grumble, I'll not complain, Father God, because I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. And I've got the evidence, Father God, and I am just going to use your name everywhere I go and in every situation I have to face. In the mighty name of Jesus." And everybody said amen, amen. And amen. Come on, lift your hands and magnify him tonight. Hallelujah. It's in his name. It's not in the name of this church. It's not in the name of pastor. You'll get your victory when you use the mighty name of Jesus and the authority that you have as a believer. Amen. He only established the church to equip you to go out and do the work of the ministry. Oh, now wait a minute, pastor. That's the pastor's job. No, it's not. God set the pastors and the fivefold ministry in the church to equip you to go out and do the work of the ministry. Well, pastor, guys, I didn't plan this. I don't know why this church isn't growing. Some people might say it is. Well, you know what? Maybe you don't need to check what's up here all the time. Maybe you need to check what's happening back here. Is it all right if I say that? Our job is to build you up. Edify means to equip you to do the work of the ministry. It's not the time to come and just play church and get blessed and now and then come back next week and see what the pastor's going to do. It's your job when you leave this place tonight to say, okay, I'm ready, God. Who's coming my way? Who am I going to touch this week? And tell them what God wants to do for them. Because the pastor can't be where you are. Okay. All right. Lord God, thank you for your anointing that destroys, obliterates every yoke of bondage, and that every person in this house, from the smallest to the oldest, has that anointing if they'll stir it up on the inside of them. Lord, I can't do it for them. It's not my job to stir up their passion. Father God, you set us here to build them up in your word. And they reach out by their faith and they begin to let that passion take forth in their lives. And then with that passion comes the compassion to go out and meet the people that they see every day. Lift up your hands, church. Get ready to receive something. Hallelujah. Get ready. Get ready. There's a mighty wind blowing. There's a mighty wave coming through. And if you don't, if you close your eyes and are just content to be pacified, you're going to miss it. And it's going to come and it's going to go by you and you're going to wonder where it went. But the Lord God says to you tonight, you who will reach up and you will receive a second wind. Do you ever hear people say, I got my second wind? What does that mean? Well, they thought they were just about gone. All their strength was gone. And all of a sudden, that adrenaline kicked in. And what happened? They got a second wind. Y'all want a second wind tonight? Lift up your hands in sanctuary. Father God, I praise you and I thank you for that second wind. We minister unto you tonight, Father God. By your anointing. Thank you, Lord. That you're the great and you're the mighty. You're the awesome King of Kings. And Lord of Lords. We honor you tonight. We worship and we praise you. For that mighty wind. Hallelujah. We receive it, Lord God. We receive that second wind. Hallelujah. Now just take it by faith, church. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, there's some people, there's some Christians, that they've allowed themselves to get so dry that they're dying of thirst and they don't even realize it. Come to the water. Come to the water. One of those scriptures that was in the bulletin this morning that I put was about being like a tree planted by the river. And what you do is you put your roots down. And you put them down deep and down deep and down deep. And then when the famine comes and when the drought comes, those roots are so deep that it's getting water from the river. And you will bloom in the midst of your trial. When you're fighting, when it seems all around you that that everybody's trying your patience, guess what fruit's going to be blooming? The fruit of patience. Why? Because I sank my roots down into the Word and into His presence. Hallelujah. Start that next song, guys. Let's worship Him, church.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at His voice, trembles at His voice. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great, how great is our God. Age to age we stand, and time is in His hand. Beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God.
How great
name above all
names. Sing with me how great is our God. And all will see how
God,
how great,
name above
is our
all
God.
Great.
Sing with me, how great is our God,
praise.
And all will see
how great is our God. How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God! And all will see how great is our God! How great is our God! Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Let's sing it, church. Come on now.
How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, we worship and we praise You, Jesus. Oh, we magnify your name, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. 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 We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship and magnify your name, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship and praise you, Jesus. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to ask the ushers to come up as we begin to worship him. And hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Let's just sing that song and be fat. Let the sweet aroma of worship. Let the sweet aroma. Can't do that. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I thank you for your provision. We stand on your word, Father God, and I thank you that you meet all the needs of everybody in this house tonight. You meet the needs of this church. We bring it into your good house, Father God, and magnify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, praise and worship team. Praise God. I'm going to dismiss children and youth. We'll just all go.